for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. I'm serious.
I'm able to pray. I done been to the water. and I've been baptized. Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How you feel this morning? You feel pretty good? I just tell you, I feel Jesus this morning. I feel Jesus. I sure do. I feel Jesus this morning. Father God, as we come before you this morning, with gratitude, that's what I feel. I feel gratitude. I just feel the thankfulness that I think you're supposed to feel it, but I feel the thankfulness of God this morning. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. Give me a minute here. Because I just want to pray. Matthew 6, starting at 6. Going down to... It's just so good. Matthew chapter 6. I was going another way, but I'm going to go both of them. Matthew 6, 1 through 34. That's interesting. That's very interesting. Give me a minute to regroup for a second. I was just, the joy of the Lord just, don't know what happened. Thank you, Jesus. Pray. Why don't you pray in the spirit for a minute? Why don't you pray in the spirit? Just for a minute. Dios poco te pique se mojando y son de los va. Y quien te dio su corte de mis sedes de los va. Y tan lo poco capa casando y petro lo capa de los va. No cante se que te lo ve como te dio Dios. Jesus va de la ban. Ahora ve que se que mojando y yo soy tu de mi que se Jesus. Can you pray in the spirit? I'm a heart that is a little bit of a pray in the spirit. Just pray in the spirit. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit yet, just say hallelujah. Pray in the spirit. If you don't know how to pray in the spirit, sing in the spirit. If you don't know how to do nothing else, just call on the name of Jesus for a few minutes here this morning. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I'm a country because they came out of you. I'm a go go but that you someday. I'm a trio, papa, so go to the other cattle, the other bosa. Now got the also got the other sacaba. Jesus, I say in the Riabacatri, because they came a hundred years, say. No, today, Bacatri, some of you don't, maybe. Thank you, Jesus. Now, just begin to thank him a little bit. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Father God, this morning. You know what, God? Thank you because you put in us your ability for us not to ever fail. I think that's where you were trying to get me to. Out of the yoko today, because they came out to the other side. No, the level case say better than Lolo Lopagated Yamaka, the old Sunday. Never to the other secated than Lolo Lopo. No, the little case say, no, no, half a cut a cup of the yes. The rubber case say, get it in a lot of the was I came out together. There was. Thank you, Jesus. I don't need to cuss a couple to pray in the spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you this morning. He come out to the also to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you this morning. Thank you this morning, thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. I don't know who you are, because God didn't give me your name. But I had the opportunity to say to somebody this morning, I said to them this. Now, those of you that, you know, if your ears are real, 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 real sensitive, you won't know how to receive this, maybe. I don't know. But I said to somebody this morning, I said, you know what? I said, you're not going to be able to BS the people like you did in the past. I said, it's a new day. I said to them, I said, you're going to have to come clean with God and you're going to have to be real. Because God ain't going to tolerate that stuff no more. Mm-mm, that's what I told them. And they kind of like, they spirit man kind of like said, what is she talking about? But that was a natural man saying, what is she talking about? Because their spirit was saying, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad she got it out. You kind of like, you heard me. You heard me this morning. You can't do that going into this year. It's time for you to stop. It's time for you to get real. For real, get real. For real, get real. I saw something. I saw it on the YouTube, I think. And I had never seen that, or I should say, God had never given me access to see it before. I'm telling you, my sight, and for some of you, I know, remember back here a couple weeks ago? A week or so, or two or three, I don't know. I told you that God gave me one word. I guess I told you. I can't really remember, but And that word was access. God gave me that word, access. Remember that? Well, he brought it up again last night. Access. And I believe that some of you, not all of you, because this is the way it works. Not all of you are prepared to give everything to Jesus. Not all of you are prepared to surrender all of you yourself to Jesus. So therefore, you're not going to get what everybody else gets who prepared to line up with the word of Jesus, which says surrender. And you should stop being mad about it, because ain't nobody doing nothing to you. Nobody has done anything to you that God wasn't aware of. But the point is, you made up in your own mind that your way was the right way, and that your way is even better than God's way. So what happens is you get what you ask for. You get what you believe for, and you get what you believe in. And with some of you, that amounts to nothing, because you are not your own master. Like some of you think you are. You're not your own creator, like some of you think you are. And I feel sorry for you, because the world has made you the way you are, and you're just trying to live according to the world. But, that doesn't work in the kingdom of God. You see, what works in the kingdom of God is God. Who is God? Jesus. Who is God? God's Holy Spirit. Three in one, the Trinity. It's a mystery, the Trinity. God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, three in one. But God said, behold, I show you a mystery. I reveal it to you. It ain't no secret. The secret is, can you yield to me? Can you receive me, Jesus? That's the secret. That's the whole big secret. You receiving Jesus. And you can only receive as much of Jesus as you make room for him. You can only receive as much of Jesus as you yourself allow him to come in and take and make his abode in that space in your own heart. In your heart, because he's not going to overrule you. He gave you liberty. He gave you freedom. He gave you the ability to make a decision. And the decision that you make equals the amount of your ability or lack thereof to receive him. And then once you receive him, you start receiving from him. And then once you start receiving from him, you start receiving by him. And once you start receiving by him, you start receiving through him. And once you start receiving through him, sweetie pie, that's all she wrote. All she wrote. So the other day, God said to us, that he was going to provide us with what? Access. Access. Now, you got to understand this. You can't even approach that access without him having already having access to your heart. You receive access by Jesus already being within your heart. And then what happens? He opens up doors. I used to wonder about people that said that they had a, you know, like, I didn't really understand it, but I believed it. So you can believe without having understanding until the Lord opens up your understanding. But I used to hear people who said that they had a, Mary Kay Baxter one, a divine revelation of hell. And then other people. And when Mary Kay Baxter talked about having that divine revelation of hell, she talked about hell having compartments. And she said Jesus took her to the different compartments of hell. And she talked about what she saw in each of those compartments. The very first time I ever heard that was on a cassette. And when I heard that on that cassette, I contacted her. And I said to her, I said, I want to know. You say God took you to hell. And Dr. T.L. Lowry helped her write the book. I said, God took you to hell. I said, what did those compartments look like? She went, and she said, well, it's in the book. It's in my cassette because the books hadn't been written yet. She said, didn't you hear it? I said, I heard it, but I just don't understand it. And you know what that lady told me? Mary Kay Baxter told me, she said, and you won't because you're not going to hell. I said, well, thank you for that. She said, when Jesus took me to hell and showed me those different compartments, she said, everybody was in that, the compartment that they were in because of their own sins. And I said, let me ask you this. I said, was there a compartment in hell for unbelief? Was there a specific compartment? I asked her that question. I asked her that question about 28 years ago. She said, Erica, all of hell existed that Jesus showed me because of unbelief and doubt. And when she told me that, I said, well, thank you very much. And then I asked her if I could bring her to where I was. And she said, yeah, I'll come. And she did. And through her, experience with God, a whole lot of people got a revelation or a divine revelation. That was the name of the book she later went on to write, of hell. And even when she was talking to me and after I met her, she was crying. And she wasn't crying because she went to hell. She was crying for all the people that were going to go to hell. Not to mention what she had already seen while she was there. But I'll never forget that lady told me. She said, you're not going there. Well, I knew that because I had been saved. And I knew that I was going to live the rest of my life not to go there. A lot of it based on what she told me. And so then I bought her cassettes. I bought her books. I think I still got them. But she went on to write Divine Revelation of Heaven. And I think she wrote something on the spiritual realm. I'm not certain. The problem is some of you don't fear. You don't have no fear. You don't have no thought one way or the other about going to hell. You know why? Because you living in the now, and the only thing that matters is right now, and because you really don't believe that there is a hell. And I'm going to tell you something. You ain't got to die to go to hell. Look at how people are living right now. They're living in hell because there's a hell on earth. It's called Sheol. S-H-E-O-U-L. S-H-E-O-U-L. Sheol hell. That's hell on earth. And sometimes I tell people, I say, well, if you think that hell is not bad, just close your eyes and picture the worst day of your whole life. Why don't you try that this morning? Can you remember the worst day of your whole life? So you see, everybody's worst day is different. Ain't none of us experienced the same worst day of our life on earth. Well, now multiply that times a billion. That's hell. Imagine your worst day you ever experienced on earth. A billion times worse and a billion times never ending. Who wants that? You must, if you don't want to believe the truth, that Jesus came to deliver you and save you from that. See that? I don't know. I thank God I came up in an era where God was making, in the realm I came up in, maybe because I was searching him out too. I was searching him out for what is the truth and what is real. I wanted to know for myself that God was real. I wanted to know him for myself. That's how all this came about. Just me wanting to know the truth about Jesus, the truth about God. I wasn't looking for no ministry. I didn't know that. I was looking for Jesus for real. Because he had done something for me nobody had ever done. See, when I got saved, I knew I was saved. I knew I was changed because he did something in my heart. My heart was changed. I didn't see things, hear things the same way I heard them before. I didn't experience things the same way I used to experience them. You see, the great confession of your sins becomes the great beginning of the greatest experience that you're ever going to have. And it's going to come with you intimately and personally in relationship with Jesus. You can take a person that is religious and put them on the left. And you can take a person who has had an experience with Jesus and put them on the right. And you can put them in the same situation. And you can let them experience the same thing at the same time. And it will be totally different for each one of them. Because one is going to experience it through the life, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the experience of Jesus. And the other one is going to experience it through the life and the wisdom and the experience of their own mind. It cannot be the same. It will never be the same. So the only thing that you got to think about is, and the way the Lord brought this to me, I wasn't even going to talk about it this morning, is as the North Georgia Revival was on, and I was watching it, I heard Pastor Todd say this. He said, I've been living life with some of you, Karen and I, that's the way he said it, for 11 years. We've been living life with you for 11 years. And I thought to myself, man, I've been living life with the people on the 10 line, some of them for a long time, some of them for a lesser time. But the bottom line is I'm still living life with them. The way this man say he living life with his congregation. And it hit me. See, that's what the Holy Spirit does. It can be 10,000 people in one room. And the one thing, if the person is filled with the Holy Spirit, the one message God wants you to hear, you'll get it. I've been sharing life with you all. And you likewise have been sharing your life with me. And the thing that the Holy Spirit made me think about it was, he took me back over some of your lives. And then he began to say, this one has been enriched by your life. That one has been enriched because by your life. This one over here has been enriched by your life. And man, do you know I got happy. I got happy because my dream in life, my goal in life, it's not so much in how I live, but I want to leave a legacy. I want to leave a legacy. I accomplished. I brought people to Jesus. I reconnected people to Jesus. I introduced people to Jesus. And I got happy again. And I thought about that song, I'm living this life just to live again. So that Jesus will welcome me in. Brothers and sisters, only what you do for Christ will last. I can remember telling Jessica, I said, Jessica, you're thinking too small. Stop thinking small. Start thinking eternity. I'm so glad. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus and by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, I'm able, by the power of God, to bring people into the knowledge of the truth. What is the truth? That's what Pilate said. before he crucified Jesus. He said, what is the truth? The truth I'm going to share with you this morning. It's so simple. Jesus is alive. That's the truth. Jesus is alive. How do you know, Erica? I know because he's alive in me. I know because he's alive in you. I know he's alive. And when I play that song, come on in, you know what I'm thinking? Come on in to the kingdom of God and live. And live. And live for eternity in the splendor, in the knowledge, in the wisdom, in the joy, in the peace, in the divine help, in the wisdom of Jesus. You cannot fail. You cannot go wrong. And you cannot die. Because he's already given you eternal life. The question is, how you gonna live it out? Matthew chapter 6 is your scripture for today, the whole chapter. All I want to say to you is come on in and live. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in and live. Any other way is the way of death. Come on in and live.
Come on in.